Brad Meester pulling the nameplate off his locker. That must mean it's all over for the 14-year veteran center. It is getaway day. The Jaguars finished the 2013 season with a 4-12 record. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Busch Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Getaway day, locker clean-out day, whatever you want to call it. It's really a weird day around here.
It's a weird day because there's good and there's bad. It's good that the players will finally have some time to mentally decompress, but it's bad that the players know that next week they're not playing. And it's also a time for the player to address physical concerns. Some players will have to have surgery scheduled. Some will have to have rehabilitation schedules adjusted. But overall, it's a good time.
Monday after the final regular season game in the National Football League is known as Black Monday, where a lot of coaching staffs get fired.
Today.
It's been a crazy day today, but for the first time in a while, it's calm around Everbank Field. That's a good news.
Well, and I think Jaguars owner Shotgun feels good about where he's at. You know, Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell seem to work very well together. I'm somewhat of a people watcher. You know, I like to watch how Dave and Gus interact. You know, they don't know I'm watching, but I watch them when they're on the practice field, when they're in the hallways, opportunities that I get to see them in private. They work very well together, and that's very important for an organization to have a general manager and a head coach that work well together, and they do.
And speaking of Gus Bradley, you know, a few weeks ago he told the media that personal improvement and getting better every day is paramount to winning. And wins and losses, which kind of blew people away. It's a little different.
It's different because it's a little bit of an Eastern philosophy, kind of like what Phil Jackson had with the L.A. Lakers and also the Chicago Bulls. Gus believes that winning is an external thing. He believes that improvement has to come from within, and that's the only way that it can be measured. It's different, it's refreshing, and it's fun.
Do you think that's been a success? Has he installed that culture well here?
I think he has because, you know, how do you take a football team from 0-8 in the first half of the season and end up 4-4 in the second half of the season? To me, that's the greatest sign that it is established and it is working.
Let's get into some of these, you know, success stories this year.
Okay.
Guys who've been around maybe a couple years in the league, still relatively young, some veteran names that stood out to you this year.
To me, I would start on defense. You know, Will Blackman was a guy that was on the street and Dave Caldwell identified he had some knee issues. He comes in here and, you know, you might give him credit for turning the season around. The quadfecta play that he had in Tennessee with the sack, strip, calls, fumble, recovered, fumble, touchdown. It was a huge play. Offensively, a guy that was here, Austin Pasdor. Maybe you didn't expect him at the beginning of the season to have a starting role, but because of the trade of Eugene Monroe and the injury to Luke Joke, all of a sudden he's inserted into the lineup, and I thought he did a great job.
And, of course, it's all about the rookies, the draft and rookie free agents. That was the whole thing in the offseason. How about the new guys? Who stood out?
Very impressive to me. I would have liked to have seen Luke Joke obviously play, but the injury prohibited that. Jonathan Cyprian, to me, was a fantastic draft pick. I think if you looked at his season, you would say he was worthy of being a first-round pick. Also liked the acquisition of Dwayne Gratz. I thought he was solid, even though he dealt with multiple ankle issues. Ace Sanders was a nice little find. They probably thought he was only going to be a punt returner at the beginning of the year, and he's turned out to be a lot more than that.
You mentioned Luke Joeckel. He told us in the locker room today that he got the boot off today, and he is on schedule to be ready for OTAs. It's David Caldwell time now, too. General manager for the Jags. The Jags can kind of take over this thing. You got some in-house free agents to take care of or not. Then you have some out external free agents. And you got the draft coming up. Busy few months coming up for David.
It is going to be, and it's not just Dave Caldwell. It's Chris Poley, and it's the entire staff that they have in the scouting department. They're going to be busy not only in free agency. I believe that they have a plan in place to spend some money in free agency over the next 3 years, and they've got to do that to improve this roster. And then it's all about the draft the first week of May. You know, but I give Dave and his staff credit. I thought that they did just enough this year, but not too much. And give them credit for finding a guy like Sendarek Marks, a former second-round pick that Tennessee had miscast as a nose tackle. They bring him here. He plays the three technique. And what does he do? He plays extremely well, and he gets a contract extension. That's the kind of players you want to identify in free agency. Guys that you come in, not a high price tag. They kind of prove it, and then you give them an extension.
One of the biggest names in free agency that's here that may or may not be next year is running back Maurice Jones-Drew. He spoke to the media today. He's said in the past he wants to be back, but today he said it's certainly a financial issue.
I would love to see it through here, but you said it exactly right. It's a monetary issue. I mean, that's where we are now. It's not about football anymore. It's, you know, and that's just part of this deal, part of the game. And like I said, hopefully it gets done quick, and I'll be here, and that's the best.
Well, of course, there's a lot of talk around this from Mojo now, and you'll hear Dave Caldwell, I'm sure, in the next few weeks discuss this as well. What's your gut feeling? Does something get done here?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know if I know the answer to that, because Maurice is a very prideful person, and as he said, it's about the money. But does his performance warrant, you know, maybe the price tag that he would want? Interesting question. I don't think anybody has the answer.
Well, you know who has a lot of answers, maybe not on this subject, is senior writer for Jaguars.com,
John
Osier.
He's got them all.
No doubt about that. Of course, he says the Jags were 4-12, but there's a firm foundation in place.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And the Jaguars' season ended Sunday, and it didn't end pretty. A one-sided loss in Indianapolis wasn't how players and coaches wanted to ring out 2013. And there's no question it left a soggy aftertaste. But it didn't take much sifting through the emotions in the aftermath to see a far rosier theme. That theme focuses on the future of the franchise. With GM David Caldwell and head coach Gus Bradley in their first seasons, the overriding goal this season was to establish a foundation, to change the culture. Bradley went out of his way not to criticize the old culture on Sunday, but he was clearly pleased with the change that took place in that area this season. He should be, and fans of this team should be too. Throwing out a 20-point, injury-plagued loss Sunday, the Jaguars in the second half of the season were far better than in the first. The defense came together. The offense got a lot more productive. A lot of that was about familiarity, and that should help moving forward. Most importantly, this team handled adversity better late in the season. That's a sign that players believe in what's going on here, and namely that they believe in Bradley. And that may be the biggest reason that although Sunday's end game wasn't pretty, the future looks a whole lot rosier around here than it has in a long, long time.
Thank you, John. And of course, with every foundation on a football team, you look under center. We heard from both Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne in the locker room today. Everybody's talking about this position. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are is that you can have the greatest foundation in the world, but in this league, you got to have a quarterback. And the Jaguars are going to pick third overall in the draft. I would not be surprised if they pick maybe a couple of them. You know, the evaluation is already begun, and the evaluation will continue. There's a lot of time to look at that position if you're David Caldwell.
Oh, we got May 8th, I think, is the draft. So we got a little while.
We got more time than usual because the draft got moved from April to May.
And you'll have a lot of time tonight to speak with head coach Gus Bradley on All Access.
He's going to be our last guest of the season. And you know what? I think it's going to be dress down day tonight. You know, Gus Bradley does not like wearing dress clothes. He's kind of a jeans and, you know, sport coat kind of guy.
Yeah.
We may even get Brent Martineau, TV's Brent Martineau, to wear a pair of jeans tonight.
Does he even own a pair of jeans?
Good question.
You'll find out tonight at 7 on CBS 47. TV's Brent Martineau and Jeff Lagerman are the hosts. Hey, good job as always. Thanks
for joining.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.